I am the host, Richard Ravenbrook, a man, a life coach, and a spiritual mentor who has endeavored to find real spiritual truth and self-enlightenment. With experiences in various ministry types, pagan traditions, and even magical paths. With a love for Mother Earth and a balance of life, I work to channel spirit and to help educate and mentor those striving to deconstruct from mainstream religion and to empower them to find the divinity within themselves and to the truth around them. The messages are focused on everyday life, creating an environment of real coexistence, a world of mutual respect, love, and dignity. The pagan preacher is all things, the preacher and the pagan, speaking from the wisdom of spirit. Welcome everyone, merry meet. Welcome back to another episode of the Pagan Preacher Podcast. Season 5. We're going to try something brand new. You know, over the last few seasons, we've been talking about things that aren't exactly a big lift up spiritually. They were needed things to say, though. They were needed for us to hear. And we have to pursue the things that were said. But season 5 is going to be about how to achieve it. How to make it happen. How to rise up and be the people that we know we can be. It's time for us to be the people we were meant to be. It's time for us to take charge. Stop letting others tell us what we can and we cannot do. Tell us what our limits are. Tell us what we shouldn't do spiritually and what we should do spiritually. It's time for us to learn within ourselves who we are and to have the courage to stand up and to walk in those shoes that we're supposed to wear. Those spiritual shoes, those divine shoes that we are supposed to carry ourselves in. Empowerment. You know, all over the world we see right now. And we know the things that are going on in our world, the trials and the tribulations and the things in Israel and Gaza and all over the world. We know this. And I hear so many people saying that we need to do something because our politicians, our leaders, etc., just won't do anything about it. You're right. It is time for us to do something. It's time for us to do something. Our leaders, or at least many of our leaders, have failed us. For whatever reason, maybe even good reasons, maybe with good intentions. We have gone wrong in this world. And it's time for us, to stand up. We have given too much credit, too much power to our governments. And we have sat back and just allowed things to happen. And then we moan and groan and complain when things aren't right. When we let them do it. We moan and groan, we complain at work, in the car, or at home. But yet we don't actually physically do anything, do we? At least a lot of us. I'm not saying everybody. Because that's how we were raised. We saw our parents do that. And we saw their parents do that. Talking about politics at the dinner table. Or after dinner, relaxing in the family room. Because that's how things were. People would just vent it. They would just talk about it. But guys, we've reached a point in our world, in our existence, where, you know, words are cheap. Actions mean everything. And our politicians, our corrupt politicians, our corrupt leaders are the ones leading the show. You want to know how we can change things? It takes us rising up. How do we do that? Number one, you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in the power of we, the power of togetherness, unity, the power of one body. Though thousands of vessels, thousands of souls, all working together for a common purpose, a common reason, humanity, unity, the love for Mother Earth, the love for life in itself. That is why all these things are happening. And it's time that, you know, Spirit says it's time for a shaking. It's time for an awakening. It's time for those that have felt within their heart being compelled to move forward and to do certain things that seemed way out of their league, way out of their comprehensive, if I can say the word, comprehension. We understand what needs to be done. Many of us are afraid. Many of us have good reason to be afraid. But we got to rise up past that. Believing in ourselves. Believing in the divinity within ourselves. That within you, my friend, you have the power to move mountains with your speech, with your words, with your intention. And when you put action behind that as well, you are a force to be reckoned with. And when we together rise up and do the same thing together, all of us believing in ourselves, or believing in the purpose that drives us, and working together as one, we accomplish the tasks that need to be taken, that need to be handled, the things that need to be done. We've sat back way too long. Excuse after excuse. Religion, our churches here in the United States, they want to tell you that you were born a sinner and that you need a savior, and that you are nothing, and that you need to suppress yourself daily in order to go to heaven one day. And I tell you, that is absolutely not true. You were born with everything that you need. It's a matter of listening within and trusting within. It's a matter of getting past these written laws, these written spiritual, religious, you know. And I go over it, and I go over it, and I go over it. And if you've been listening to my podcast, you already know where I stand with a religion. I don't believe in corporate religion. I don't believe in mainstream religion anymore. And I believe most religious leaders, you know, I know Jesus was not a religious man. In fact, he was very anti-religion. Most prophets, most religious people, over the last several thousands of years, never taught religion. They taught spirituality. They taught to look within and to know thyself, trust thyself, hear that voice that tells you what is right and what is wrong. The problem is that has been blurred. It's been blurred because of the media. It's been blurred because of the propaganda on television. It's been blurred because of indoctrination. You know, our own parents and their parents and our grandparents, whoever, passing down religious laws, religious aspects and principles that they believe to be true. And you too were indoctrinated, not because you believed it, but because you were born in it and you were raised in it. If you were born in a different country, you would have been indoctrinated into something completely different, and you would have believed it, just like you believe what it is that you believe today. But just because you believe it doesn't mean it's true. And I'll tell you first that if you don't look within, if your spirituality doesn't come within or come from within, that it is not the truth. Because true spirituality, true truth, comes from within us, not without. If you're looking for the kingdom, it isn't in the sky. It isn't anywhere. It isn't a place. It is within you. It is an energy, a vibration of life that dwells within every living thing on this planet. It's here, and it's real, and it's tangible. You can feel it. You can see it. But we have, in man's desire to control, or man's desire to understand without actually having to look within, we've created religion. We've created hindrance. And right now, that hindrance is causing a majority of our problems in this world. Far too many problems. How do we rise up? We believe in ourselves, yeah. We believe in others. But taking that step to say, you know what, I'm going to do something. Even if it's just a little something. Even if it's just a post on Facebook. If it's a letter in the mail. Or if it's a whatever it is. I'm going to do something. At least once a week. Once a day. Whatever it can be. I'm going to do something towards that cause. Because I believe in it. And I believe that I can help. I don't need my government to do it for me. I don't need a church to do it for me, or a temple, or whoever it is. I don't need an external God to do anything for me, because that external God created me to do it myself, to do it for myself, and to do it for others, because I am of them. And that's where we've lost grip with true reality and the power that is within spirituality, and the power that's within togetherness, unity. That we've been taught that we can't live together and we can't serve together because of all these different religions and different mindsets, different traditions, that we can't coexist because our books tell us that we just simply oppose each other too much, or what someone else does is just too dirty for us to even comprehend, or too sinful, or too, you know, and we've never actually taken that time to sit back and say, you know what, thousands of years, and so far, it's done no good whatsoever, except cause more division, more wars, more death, more sorrow than anything in our existence. Why can't we understand that morality doesn't come from religion? It comes from a place deep within us, a deep sense of love. And I believe that all of us, at least at one time or another, had this. Life sometimes can do cruel things to people, and it creates cruel people. And that is something that, you know, it needs addressed entirely by itself. Because, you know, we judge people for their actions. But yeah, we don't know what exactly led them to those actions. We don't know what is in their life and what is in their heart. Judgments can be the hindrance of all kinds of potential miracles. Believing in ourselves is the key to achieving the things. And when people judge you, if you're not careful, it can stop you and it can hinder you. So how do we believe in ourselves? We don't believe in the judgments of others. We don't take those judgments to heart. Yes, there is such a thing called constructive criticism. And that is good. Many times. It's the furthest thing from constructive criticism. But it is pure, outright, poor judgment. Criticism. Hurtful comments that come from a place that is not good, but come from a place that is dark, ignorant, and very confused. And that's why we have a hard time in this world right now, isn't it? Because we have been taught so many different things. Things like racism and bigotry. Those things are learned. They're not inherited, because I've never seen a racist child. I've never seen a bigoted child. They're all love. They play with whom they want to play with, and they're friends who they want to be friends with. It's not until we start growing up and start becoming adults and start listening to other ignorant people around us that we begin to see things differently. We begin to not just see people for who they are and see people for their character, but we look into other things and we change our perspective. But those things happened because of ignorant people, ignorant teachings. How do we empower ourselves? We get rid of those teachings. We don't necessarily hate the people that produce the hate, because hate doesn't get rid of hate. It never will. And just like racism cannot get rid of racism, there has to be a point where we just lay down the weapons. We just lay down the arguments. Though you may have plenty of right to argue, to be angry, there comes that time in order for the better good of society that we lay those things down. That we draw the line in the sand and say, you know, from this on out, I'm not going to say and speak those kind of things anymore. When I see racist and bigoted people that want to strip me of my power and strip me of who I know that I am, I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to want revenge. I'm not going to give them that much of my energy. I'm not going to give them anything. I'm going to walk away. And if I have children, I'm going to teach them. I'm going to go home and I'm going to talk to them and say, you know what happened to me today? This is what I did. Spirit says that I can move on and change things for the better by being the better person. And stop talking about the things that happened in the past. Because though, yes, we have to remember the past because we learn from the past. It's history. Then there comes that time that we can't use that past to hinder the future. And that's what we do today in many different aspects. We can't empower ourselves in a sense of unity when we're constantly bickering each other about what our ancestors did or what our ancestors did not. We didn't do it. We need to move forward. We need to make that change that this world needs. Stop the bickering. Stop the arguing. Stop the belittling. Togetherness. Unity. We can do this together. We can do this. Many people right now are feeling the call to walk away from corporate religion. No matter where you are in this world, whatever religion that you are at this time, many of us are feeling this compulsion to walk away. Not necessarily to give up everything that you believe, but to walk away from the organization part of it, the religious aspect of it, and to be able to unite with others around this world and say, you know what, we can do this together. I don't care what religion or whatever is going on. I don't care. Just like what's going on in Gaza right now. It saddens my heart to see what is happening there and to see the support that Israel gets as they murder children after children after children and say that we have the right to defend ourselves. That's not defense. That's genocide. Everyone wants to rise up. We need to do something. Okay. When do we go? When do we stand? When do we draw the line in the sand? When do we go and stand in between them? When do we go and make the trucks go through that need food? Or, you know, when they're stopping the food sources from getting through. Well, if we were there, they couldn't stop the food sources. Oh, we can't do that. Why not? Ask yourself, why not? Ask yourself, what is stopping this world from doing the right thing? Is it because we just keep giving everything to the government? Well, it's their responsibility. It's their job. I pay taxes. They're supposed to do this. You know, it's kind of like saying a prayer for someone, but not willing to do anything. Laziness. Well, I'd like to help you, but I'm going to say a prayer, but then I'm going to take a nap on the couch. That's useless. It's worthless. People, we've got to start acting. We've got problems here in the United States. All kinds of different issues. And I'm not going to go into those issues because anybody that knows about politics knows about the issues that are going on right now. You know, and I hear, you know, well, we need to bring back God in this country. We need to bring back God back in school. We need to bring back indoctrination, huh? We need to strip away the freedom that this country stood upon. Freedom of religion. You know, the free expression of self. You know, why a lot of the people that you see that do the things that religious people don't like, they do it because they feel like they have to. They have to constantly do these things out in public. Because if they don't, you will quench them and you will hinder them and you will shut them out. What if we just let people be people? What if we just let the judgment be according to the gods? And let us simply be the people. I don't judge you. I don't necessarily have to agree with what you do. But I agree that you have the right to do whatever it is that you do, as long as it's not hurting anybody else unwillingly. I give you that. That's your right. Just as I would like that right myself. We don't judge each other. Now, I'm not talking about physical actions, because of course we have to have laws. Because law is what separates us from being nothing but monkeys in the trees throwing poop at each other. We are civilized. We can become enlightened. We become the people that the gods made us to be. In thousands of years, and we're still bickering and fighting because we allow these evil forces to tell us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. We allow them to create religions that did nothing but divide and suppress. Spirit says, look within yourself. Look within you. Spirit says, take my hand and I'll take your hand. And your brothers and your sisters say, take my hand and we will build this wall. So evil can't get through. We will build a fortress to shelter those that are afflicted, those that are in harm's way. We shall be the protectors of this earth and of its people. We rise up together, all of us, whether we believe in prayers, magic, the craft, whatever power you know you have, whatever basis of spirituality you are, we work together. We cast out our intention. We speak peace upon this earth. And we speak the hand and the wrath of all the gods upon those that would take from us that peace, that would take from others the lives that they so deserve. We cast out, we send out our intentions of love, unity, mutual respect, and understanding the differences in each other. Working together for that common interest. And we reject you, the one that rejects our desire for peace, our desire for life, life more abundantly. These government politicians, these corrupt figures, the corruption that goes even far above our government. Yes, I know who you are. And someday you will know who I am. We rise together. We rise as one. A gathering, a time of gathering shall come. We shall come together. A new people, a new way. A new earth. Believe in yourself, my friends. Believe in what you can do. Don't let others judge you, and don't let other people's judgments bring you down. Every day, ask yourself, what can I do? What can I do? A simple post, a simple letter, merely saying something at work positive about the situation. Maybe develop another organization that does good, a nonprofit that does good. Maybe just doing it, getting a group together in your town that can discuss things like this and how your town or your community can do more for those within your community. We do this together, and together we make change. Together we make that change that changes the world we live in. We change hearts one person at a time, one heart at a time. And you, my friend, the one that's listening right now, your heart is so full of love, so full of power, so full of potential, and you've let others tell you that you can't do it, or that you shouldn't do it. Whatever it is, whatever that hindrance is, I want you to shake it off. I want you to break those chains. I want you to rise up. And I want you to be the man or the woman or the child that you are right now. Be that person. Be the best at that person. Look within yourself. Listen to that voice that dwells within you. That voice that gently speaks to you in those times of need. Those times of deep emotional thought. Trust that voice. You're going to make some mistakes, yes. That's how we learn. But don't let those mistakes and don't let those judgments ever stop you from continuing on your path. Because there's people down the road on that path that are going to need you. And what you know, what you have learned, the skill sets that you have, they will need. You are everything that you need to be. And everything that you need to be in the future, you are becoming. It's all about timing. But together, we can change this world. Empower us, empower each other by believing in ourselves and each other. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be. I invite you to please tell somebody about the Pagan Preacher Podcast. I'm going to start inviting guests on the show here pretty soon. Try to get other people's opinions on what they think and how they feel. Be blessed, everybody, and have a wonderful day. Thank you, everyone. This is Richard Ravenbrook. From my heart to yours, I hope you are blessed. Please be a blessing. Share these podcasts. Share my short videos. Tell the world the work that's being done. Help me open the minds of those so closed. Help me bring into the fold those seeking truth and enlightenment. Be blessed.